I made a reference to a story that actually came out earlier this week, and a listener heard it and asked me about it, and I didn't know. I had to look back into the story. It had to do with the cancellation of the fireworks in Battle Creek. You know, you've heard of some communities. Yeah, anyway, we've heard of some communities that have sponsored that have canceled fireworks, unfortunately, and most, I think, to this point, have been because of the continuing pandemic situations. Some communities, and we know that in Saginaw Bay City, for example, we haven't heard of anything about cancellations still going forward. But Battle Creek was canceled.
Now, is it Battle Creek or is it the fireworks for their Collegiate League baseball team?
Well, it says this, here.
Here's what I...
You're right. It is okay. Battle Creek Bombers baseball games in Battle Creek. That's a good point.
Okay, just want to make sure.
And this led to our questioning because the question was about the chemical compound, the percolates found in fireworks, that there was a concern about contaminating water supplies. And our listener was basically saying, well, if it's happening there, why wouldn't it be happening everywhere?
Right.
Which led to some questioning that we had. And we had several people calling and giving us a few thoughts on that, Pat Johnston.
Yeah. And I talked to a couple of them. One, I think he was a chemist. And he said, I just want everybody to know that perchlorates are not PFAS. He said that it's something on its very own. And he just said, I want to make sure that that is known. Yeah. He goes, and there are studies that do show that that fireworks can leak into the groundwater, you know. So that's what he said. Then I talked to somebody else who worked for Wolverine and said, I thought everything burned in the sky. I don't know how there could be traces of any firework getting into the water once it explodes in the sky.
Probably ash.
I said, it's outside my area of expertise. So that's what I said that art, but he said, no, that it burns way before it even reaches the ground. I don't know.
I think if you go to fireworks and watch, that probably is not totally true.
Thank you.
They usually have an area that they designate that you're not allowed because of the fallout on some of that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Interesting that the Wolverine folks, because we mentioned them too. Anyway,
right ahead. Now he used to work. He's not with them anymore. Okay. He said he worked with them for many years. Now, according to this Wood TV write up here, this is what they said. It said the Battle Creek Director of Public Works, Carl Fetters, says the possibility of perchlorates getting into the drinking water is just too big a risk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says perchlorates have been linked to thyroid problems. He cited a study that was conducted in Everett, Michigan, in which fireworks were launched near the wells and the chemical was discovered in the water. And he said it's an easy decision when you look at it from that stance. However, the Bay City Bombers contended that study, and they said that there have been no issues with the fireworks that they have released. And in fact, let me get the right one here. I just want to make sure. They said that the presence of perchlorates in the Battle Creek area and its cause is being disputed by our organization, as they point to other studies of wells in the area as being clear of perchlorates. Specifically, four Verona wells were tested in May of 2020. So there you go. You have the fight going on right now.
We've been shooting fireworks for how many centuries now? Is it,
was another question being asked. If there had been some kind of situation like that, would it have been discovered now? Or had we been looking for it or questioning it? Don't know.
Don't know either. And, you know, this would be interesting to see if this is happening across the country, if other states, communities are taking such actions right now. I don't know.
I haven't heard of any, but you never know.
Yeah, right. Don't know. So, but that is what we've learned so far about this story.
And I've learned that apparently the chemical compound is a propellant for rockets, fireworks, and highway flares.
Yeah.
Among things.
Uh-oh. Well, we can't use those anymore.
Well, and this also fascinates me. And, you know, how often do you hear of something that's useful in one area, that's useful in a seemingly strange other area? It's also used to control static electricity in food packaging. It's sprayed onto containers, and it stops statically charged food from clinging to the plastic or paper cardboard surfaces. That would pretty much be directly into the food supply.
You would think. Yeah, right.
And it does. It says in the past anyway, according to this online, if you can trust it, has been used therapeutically to help manage Graves' disease as it impedes production of the iodine containing thyroid hormones. Huh. There's that thyroid mentioned.
Yeah, that thyroid mentioned, right.
So, wow.
So, and the CDC, just so you know, I went to the CDC website.
Well, what do they have to say?
And this is what they said.
Wear a mask. No, I'm sorry.
No, they didn't say that. Not for perchlorates. They said human health effects from perchlorate at low environmental exposures are unknown. So they have not been able to determine whether or not.
After all these years.
Yeah, well, after all these years. And the levels as well. They're not exactly sure what would be an appropriate level or not.
And so that goes to the next question. Is there one of those acceptable levels of things that's like, hey, at this level,
reward,
as long as you're not engaged in a consumption of whatever at a certain level, you're okay.
Right.
So
right.
There's a research project for some college and go get a big grant.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Hey, there you go. Tell them WSTW recommended.
Right.
We'll be your sponsor.
Glass of water on the ground, shoot off fireworks, and then measure the water.
Measure the water. There's your study.
You sometimes wonder where these kinds of studies or questions are, what is the genesis of it all? I'm not saying this is, but it's just interesting. Again, for most of the cancellations we've heard of in the state, unfortunately, because of the pandemic, but this one was specifically because of this.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So that's why we asked the question.
So totally unrelated to the rainbow smelt in Lake Superior.
Yes, completely unrelated. Yeah, right.
See,
right.
Other things that we learned.
And that's why I was glad that.
Oh, wait, are you sure the smelt haven't been to fireworks?
They were swimming in the that's what your size.
But no, I thanked the caller who is a chemist, and I said thank you for saying that, and because I was confused, perchlorate, PFAS. I get that all confused. I just want to make sure we've got it all down, that they are different.
Oh yes, we're just radio folks here. We are nowhere near being experts.
Especially when it comes to chemistry. I know.
Well, that's why I said art, because you got that chemical background.
Yeah, but that's a long. Long
oh, we know.
Time ago.
Yeah, we know.
I could have reached out to my son, but he's pretty busy, so
there you go.
Wouldn't bother him.
You know, I never even thought about that. Yeah,
he's a chemical engineer.
That's
as well.
Exactly right. How could I miss that obvious connection there? That could have gone right to the source, and we'd have been okay. All right, I think we've pretty much beaten this one.
Yeah.
with our lack of, amazing how much time we could spend with such lack of knowledge. Imagine if we actually knew what we were talking about.
It'd be short. We'd be done. Wouldn't have to make it up.
Exactly right. We'd have the answer, and there it would be.